feel?
Because my daughter brought me down.
Right.
You see, she wanted to sell my house. It was purely mercenary on her part. And she said she would make a one-bedroom flat with, you know, in her husband's house for me to live in. And I thought it sounded all right, but when I got there, it was a very different story. And she was absolutely obnoxious, so in the end, I got out as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And
you're on your own now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on my own, but I'm not really on my own, because, I mean...
But you're not really on your own, because you've got all these people.
You've got... I mean, they're not all... But you can go and chat to them all, and yet they have their own opinions.
But you're independent. Yeah.
You know, unlike my daughter putting fleas in my ear. You know,
yeah.
She was absolutely obnoxious, and she really made me very unhappy.
It is a shame.
So do you have any contact now?
Mind you, I know somebody else. Yes, they go to the daughters, yeah. and they think they're going to have a comfortable life, but it's not like that. No, I do. Somebody was telling me about somebody, and I thought, oh dear. You know, difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. I became very friendly with Catherine from it, and she did. She was something to do with housing.
Right.
And she found me the flat that I'm in. And I settled down here awfully well. It's great, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So do you think more sort of places like this might be a good solution, really, where people have got their independence?
And they have got their independence,
When the family have treated them abysmally, there's somewhere to go. Yeah.